brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
My friends, it is Tuesday. It is the 28th day of February 2012, and we are going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Aaron Dykes will be sitting in with Cindy Sheehan, who's being persecuted for not paying money to the private Federal Reserve that occupies the United States. We're doing a test here, doing the show as we roll down the road in the bus while it's on. Because if we pull over and go to backup power for some reason, the power supplies beep the entire time. So if you hear a rumble there in the background, this is just the way it is. We'll probably get Aaron Dykes to come in here and do the whole show. Now, continuing, ladies and gentlemen, I had a particularly powerful and important broadcast lined up for you today of the greatest import. And there is a great culture of denial out there with people not aware of what's going on or just how serious this society's peril is. And I look at the stories in InfoWars. Now, I look at the guests we have on. And you guys are feeding me back my audio. All right. Well, we are beta testing the road trip situation here, and it's good. It's kind of like NASA, like testing rockets the first time they go to the moon. It's like, this is the first time we've done this. We're not even testing this rocket. We're going to put the guys in the capsule, blast off, have it blow up on the tarmac. That's how we do it. That's part of the secret gladiatorial enjoyment of the emperors back there at the office, torturing the daylights out of me daily. I don't know. Back to what I was saying, I'll compose myself and go to break here. And, Richard, I think we should just go with the generator off and let the incessant beeping happen in the background. Better than this here on air. And since I won't have time to discuss this during the break, there won't even be discussion during the break. It's talk to the hand. I might as well just go ahead and have the discussion here on air. Because that way we know everybody actually gets to hear me talk. Again... because the TSA tries to grab my genitals, which I'm supposed to accept as a sacrament of being a land of the coward, home of the slave, I did the road trip, and it was a spectacular success in Dallas and in Orlando. Both were capacity crowds. Unfortunately, they turned people away at both events. And so next time we do venues, well, I guess we've got to get venues that hold more than 1,000 people. And I could have done more venues as well, but we were just testing it, hitting two locations. And it's always buoying to get to meet like-minded people. Go ahead and kill it. Thanks. Meet like-minded people. And it's always great to be able to... that way we can just mess with it while I'm on air. Because we do this during the breaks trying to fix it. It'll never happen. We'll just do this all out in the open on air. That way it'll actually get fixed. Anyways, back to what I was saying. It is buoying to get to meet people. It is amazing to go out and actually see info warriors of every race, color, creed, and religion out there who all bleed red and who have the love of freedom and dignity in their hearts. See? Problem solved. It's like magic. And I want to say the crew's done a great job. Again, this is our exploratory operation here as we travel out in the InfoWars command vehicle across the United States. Now, when we come back from break, I'm going to give you the big headlines, and boy, are they big. We're going to break it all down straight ahead. From the government releasing the blueprint for biological Armageddon to admitting FEMA camps for displaced persons to much more. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live. I'm Alex Jones coming to you from the road from the panhandle of Florida. I will be back in Austin, Texas tomorrow night. And then we will be back in studio on Thursday. But I am coming to you live from the road. I am coming to you from Florida, and I'm here on the InfoWars command vehicle, here on the bus, here on the RV, and we couldn't have done any of this trip without the amazing crew back in Austin, Texas, and Richard Reeves, who has absolutely busted his hind end. I want to thank the great folks in Dallas, who helped put on the event that was a overcapacity sellout crowd to see our new documentary and to hear me speak, as well as Jim Mars visiting with us. And I want to thank the folks out in Orlando as well at the Big 810 or number one against Rush Limbaugh for doing a great job. It was amazing seeing 1,000-plus like-minded people out at that event. and to have countless current serving military personnel coming forward talking about how the military is waking up en masse to what the New World Order is up to. So the awakening is certainly happening, and people kept using the term InfoWars saves lives. I mean, I wasn't there talking about vitamin and mineral replacement from natural sources like I do maybe once a month on the radio show or something, and in Dallas and in Orlando, I had person after person after person come up to me in person or up to the microphone during the question and answer and say, hey, I had lupus. And they said I was going to die, but a year ago I started taking vitamins and minerals and getting off aspartame and getting off GMO, and I'm better. I'm well. This was not like some holy roller convention where they ask people at the back of the entrance when they come in, hey, what's wrong with you? And then the preacher says, I know there's somebody out there in the crowd who just had their gallbladder removed. The woman's like, that's me. That's me. How did they know? Because you filled out a questionnaire entering the place. This was not a health conference. This was not about any of that. And it was just so many of the listeners were coming out saying, my wife was going to have surgery, but she heard your guest and got off aspartame. Or I was going blind and I got off aspartame and my vision has come back. Or I had cancer and juiced and lost 100 pounds and it's in total remission and gone. And they said the surgery wasn't even going to help me and radiation wouldn't save me. I mean, it was just blowing me away. And I was not even there. I was there to talk about the threat of the New World Order and a blueprint to defeat them. And it was, I'd say, a third of the people coming up to me in person. That's all right. They'll go to. That's it. Well.
Where's what?
A lie. No man is obsolete.
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension.
Austin, Texas,
like air,
UT
like
campus. I've been asking students all day about the recently passed NDAA legislation. I was surprised to learn where the real denial is coming from.
Just one look at mainstream news will make any rational thinker conclude that Americans are in a hyper state of denial. Public opinion is in a stranglehold when it comes to real, open, honest debate. Whether it's the looming war in Iran based on fear-mongering and little fact, or the blind eye given to Ron Paul's agenda to get the country back to its constitutional values.
A new Suffolk University poll shows him with a commanding lead in New Hampshire at almost 30 points above his rivals. At the same time, Newt Gingrich and John Huntsman have faltered. Rick Santorum, who polls in single digits here, is looking to give Romney a run in the Granite State after his near victory in Iowa.
Are people aware that they could be kidnapped, detained without trial, and sent away to a torture facility for an untimely death simply based on the description of domestic terrorism? Denial comes in three forms, according to Sigmund Freud. Simple denial. Deny the reality of the unpleasant fact altogether.
Do you feel like you get all the information you need from mainstream media?
No, I don't. I hardly watch the news anyway. And I'm in a lying and deception class right now, and we talked about media and, like, news and how most of it is just... They take, like, the smallest thing possible, it's not a big deal, and blow it out of proportion so you at least feel like something important's going on, when in fact, like, there are other things that could be covered that, I mean, they don't want to cover or they don't.
Minimization. Admit the fact, but deny its seriousness.
Just wanted to ask you if you've heard about the NDAA legislation, the bill that allows the president to detain American citizens, whisk them away off to a torture facility, and never be seen again, that's been legalized as of this year. Are you aware of this?
I actually have heard of that. That's like how they weren't going to close Guantanamo. That was like the legislation that like decided that, I believe.
If you're labeled a domestic terrorist, which could include the fact that you're missing fingers, that you bought beer at a store with cash, that you bought baby formula. Do you take that seriously, or would you feel like, yes, that may be happening, but it's probably for a good reason?
Because I don't know the details, like, I want to say that it could possibly be for a good reason.
Projection. Admit both the fact and the seriousness, but deny responsibility.
Once the war against Saddam begins, we expect every American to support our military, and if they can't do that, to shut up.
Would you be more prone to say, yeah, that's happening, but there's nothing you can do about it?
I don't think that there's nothing that can be done. I think enough people are informed about it, then the more people that are informed, the more people can, you know, have an input and say, and one voice, you know, adds to that change.
So, I mean, what's the entire point of this bill?
Domestic terrorism, they want to quiet their critics. We represent the alternative media. Mainstream media didn't even cover NDAA.
I have an idea that, you know, the media is, like, you know, sponsored by certain, you know, political parties and also certain people with power within this country. They don't allow certain information to be, you know, transmitted to the masses out of, you know, it just wouldn't be right for the normal person's psyche.
American citizens are distracted by a number of worthless, time-consuming outlets. We are all addicted to our own self-importance. The only way to begin to treat addiction, whether it is alcohol or drugs, for example, is to break the cycle of denial. The mainstream media delivers a skewed reality, manipulating the American landscape with their theater of denial.
Isn't it amazing that we are denying our own slavery to a system fueled by that very denial? John Bowne, InfoWars Nightly News.
Okay, folks, I was planning to do a whole talk today on air about denial and then get to John Bowne's piece that was excellent on denial. Alex Jones coming to you via cell phone here on the InfoWars command bus while we're trying to get our system connected back up to the network. Aaron Deitch is waiting in the wings as well. Speaking of denial, I wanted to go over a few articles dealing with that. Look at this article. Utah lawmakers urge Congress to repeal indefinite detention law. Latest state to revolt against kidnapping provisions of NDAA. But I thought it was a conspiracy theory that the NDAA allowed the secret arrest of citizens and the secret disappearance to black torture sites. Of course, they first said it was a conspiracy theory when I wanted to get it passed. Once it did pass, Obama signed it, which he promised to not do, and they told the world that, yes, we will secretly arrest you and kill you. All three senators that wrote it and sponsored it, Lieberman, of course, McCain, and Graham, all bragged, yes, we won't just arrest you with no charges. We will kill you. Oh, Alex Jones, you're a fearmonger, saying the government wants to use the military against us. It will secretly arrest us and kill us. Ladies and gentlemen, they've got black sites all over the country. The Washington Post 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, had a big article about, oh, some people in the town, there's controversy over the rendition camp where they take people and fly them out on the jets. There's a torture center, and there's an area, some hangars, and they hold them. And there's some activists who don't think it's very good. I mean, it's camps hidden in your face. And still I have people that come up to me at my event and say, look, I like your show, but are you serious? There's really camps. I don't know. They have the Emergency Centers Establishment Act. I don't know. They have Rex 84. I don't know. They have the Emergency Centers program set up under the John Warner Defense Authorization Act. They had Rex 84 congressional hearings on plans to arrest political dissidents and the program already in place in Congress in 1986. I have all the video clips of that in my films. And people say, well, I want to see a copy of that. And I'm standing there in a hallway, and I go, but I just gave you the name of it. Go look it up. They're like, I don't know if I believe you. Because there's this childlike denial that the government can't and won't and wouldn't do something bad to them. Oh, the government's not shipping guns into Mexico. Okay, they are, but they're not going to do it to blame the Second Amendment. Yeah, they are. And the documents come out of this. So there's one big, giant, humongous piece of denial. Here's another one. Ethicists, that's the bioethicists, they don't have the Hippocratic Oath anymore. Ethicists argue killing newborn babies should be allowed, including healthy babies in America. Kill them.
is an American Medical Association sponsored paper, says kill babies. In fact, kill children up the age of three because they're dumb. We'll be right back. Stay with us. You're not eugenics, though. I'm a conspiracy theorist.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-839-2959. That's 1-800-839-2959. 1-800-839-2959.
Stories I've got for you today. And then Cindy Sheehan is going to be joining us, who's been persecuted by the system. We're also going to have an activist out in San Diego where they're very close to getting the deadly so-called sodium fluoride that is a cover name for different types of toxic acids lead, mercury, arsenic, and hundreds of other chemical weapons that are added to your water supply and that we all pay to be assaulted with as the different muscular and bone and joint degenerative diseases explode, as the neurological disorders explode, as the cancer explodes, as the diseases of the organs and diabetes explodes, as the blood diseases explode, as the curses of the eugenics, death cult, New World Order, straight out of Hades, unfold. Now, here are just four or five of the stories I have here today. And then separately, I talked to Dave Mustaine this morning about his Santorum comment, and quite frankly, when it happened a few weeks ago, I had not been checking my phone a lot and just get so busy that I didn't know that Dave had been calling me and texting me. I've gotten to where I don't really read my email, answer my phone, or check anything anymore because I'm so busy just covering news all the time. And it turns out I could have had Dave on right after that happened instead of him basically putting a press release out to explain he didn't endorse Santorum. But that's a side issue. Dave is coming to town next week to Austin, and I'll just leave it at that. We'll have some surprises for you with that, with Dave Mustaine. But I talked to him this morning. Luckily, I was going through old voicemails and text messages. I'm like, look at all these messages from Dave. I got to get a new cell phone. I've had this cell phone for 12 years. Well, this phone number. So I know I had it when I snuck into Bohemian Grove, this current number, and it's out there everywhere. And people just pound it. Everyone's giving it out to everybody. And they just pound it, and just rings and rings, and text messages just boom, 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 come into it to where it's basically worthless. People always ask me, why do you not have email? Why can't I send you an email? And it's because I get 10,000 emails a day on the addresses I have. Or more. And I'm not complaining. It's just, I'll hear from Discovery Channel or History Channel or a famous musician or whatever it is, or a congressperson with breaking news. And they're like, I've tried to get a hold of you for 3 months. So I've got to just get crew dedicated to just going over the email. I don't know how Drudge does it. You can send Drudge an email. You can put it in that little box. And a lot of times he'll post it in an hour. It was interesting news. I mean, he's actually, I guess, on it. And better at it than I am, because I am just overwhelmed. And that's what the globalists are trying to do to everyone with so much happening in your daily life, so much work, so many little odds and ends, so much red tape, so much information that you just tune it all out. You kind of roll over to it. And I far from do that. Instead of rolling over to the information and just giving up, I kind of dive into it, but then whatever I run into first, or whatever I think is the most threatening thing, I kind of tunnel vision into that. And then weeks go by, months go by, and it seems like hours now. And everybody's talking about this speeding up of time to where I look down and my children are growing. It looks like an inch a day or something, but really it's an inch every 6 months. They're growing up, and I'm busy here fighting the New World Order. But you know what? They have no future if we don't do this. So it's all worth it. And then some. And the same thing happens, this whole speeding up of time, this whole speeding up of life running to and fro, all these little whack-a-mole things we've got to do, that feeds in to the denial as well, because people are so busy, they just go, whatever, I can't deal with it. You know, more and more people say, look, you're not making this stuff up about tyranny. Okay, you're right. You were right about all this. Which is no consolation because people don't take action. So what if I'm right? This isn't about being right before other people were. This isn't about going and studying history and globalist activities and being right. It's about being right and waking people up and stopping this. And more people don't say, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist making stuff up, or you're kooky. They go, yeah, you're right. Okay, you're right about it all. What are we going to do? There's nothing you can do. Well, there is stuff we can do when we do take action. And in my speech, Blueprint to Defeat the New World Order, I talked a lot about that. And that's what I'm doing now here today. But I'm going to reset, and I am going to come back to give you the big news. Ethicists argue killing newborn babies should be out. Also, they admit FEMA camps for homeless. And a lot more. coming up today. And we're also going to get to state to block the NDAA.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
And so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FlowJack. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
This room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the super states that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Good to be here. We have fought hard. Our listeners and supporters have fought hard. Our crew has worked hard to be able to be reaching you on XM Channel 166, over 100 AM and FM affiliates, Global Shortwave, WWCR, and, of course, number one on the audio streams online. And this is one of our, maiden voyages. It is the maiden voyage officially going out on and speaking to large groups of fellow patriots. Traveling around the country, and I appreciate all of you joining us today, those of you that are listening, and those of you that are watching at PrisonPlanet.tv. Now, coming up, FEMA puts out contracts for emergency camps to house displaced citizens. Solicitation calls for camps to be ready for occupation within 72 hours. There's new documents backing up some of the documents that came out 2 months ago. Paul Joseph Watson has that report at InfoWars.com. Also, rights group petitions FAA on use of drones in U.S. skies. Says it will be used against the American people. It already is. And against political dissidents. Now, continuing here, I remember 14, 15 years ago reading one of the top professors, well, he's the head of the biology department at Princeton, Dr. Peter Singer, and countless others studying the globalists, studying the enemy and what they're into. And I would say the vast majority, more than 70% of the heads of psychology departments, anthropology, sociology, biology, and ethics sections in medical schools, if you just go randomly check the head of your medical school, the head of a biology department at a major university or medical school, and type in their name under population control, eugenics, things like that, you're going to find out that about 70-plus percent on average are public eugenicists. You don't get the PhDs. You don't get into the club unless you are. That's how they run things. And I've quoted Peter Singer saying, you should be able to kill your children up to age 3. And he says, and of course, then after that, they get that legal. I'm not joking. This is not satire. Okay? This is not a joke. Okay, I'm being serious. You can look this up. Kind of like when I say schools all across the U.S. arrest 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10-year-olds for running at recess. You type that into a search engine, you'll get AP, you'll get Reuters, with straight faces saying this is good. It's absurd, because in an authoritarian system, the truth and common sense is the enemy. As Rod Serling was saying, introducing the Twilight Zone back in the 60s, it's here. Truth and common sense, 2 + 2 = 4, is a menace, is a crime. Freedom is the ability to say 2 + 2 = 4. And I thought Eric Blair, writing under the pen name George Orwell, when he wrote that, was being sarcastic or absurdist when I was a teenager. And even when I was in college and reread it, I didn't fully grasp it. It's only until now I realize that whole book is what he witnessed working for the Imperial British in India, for the Stalin and the Soviets in Spain, and then for the BBC and the top globalists. And, of course, Blair wrote right before he died of tuberculosis, they claim, about a year after it was published, that actually his whole book could only be published off of what he thought was really going to happen as fiction. Because he was not a fiction writer. He wrote a whole bunch of great books, very powerful, that were nonfiction about what he witnessed. He was more of a socialist, but he figured out it was control. But I'm digressing. Freedom is the ability to say 2 + 2 = 4. It is. Because I'm the extremist, because I happen to be informed, and I question known, confirmed liars that have been caught engaged in every form of evil you can imagine. I am the bad guy. I am the bad man. I am the person who's evil. I need to live in denial. I need to just be passive. I need to just go quietly into the night. I need to just shut up. Well, no, the answer is I'm normal. I'm got my head screwed on straight. I'm an aggressive, intelligent male who wants to protect my family. And to do that, I've got to be informed. And I've got to mobilize people so we can collectively defeat these globalist collectivists through our individual actions, but through a collective love of liberty and freedom and common sense. The globalists and authoritarians wage war on common sense, on due process, and on reality. They don't arrest the father of a four-year-old in Head Start programs because she draws a gun, because they're crazy or fearful or dumb. They're exercising power as the thought police. They don't taser an old woman until she's brain dead because she didn't answer police questions at a checkpoint because they're out of control and stupid. They do it because it's about a total exercise of raw power. The TSA doesn't go in your pants and actually squeeze your body parts or go into Miss America's pants, Miss USA's pants, to be technical, always mix those two up, Miss USA, in Dallas till she cries. They don't pull women's shirts off and ask them out on dates in Amarillo because they're crazy or out of control. I mean, they're crazy thugs, but they're crazy like a fox. It's about breaking your will. Now, Paul Watson has a link to the University of Melbourne paper on applied philosophy and public ethics at the University of Melbourne. This is out of Australia. But you can go pull up the American Medical Association sponsored type groups. You can go look at these. What they've done is they've gotten rid of the Hippocratic oath that they've had for thousands of years of a doctor does no harm, a doctor must help the poor, at least a third of their practice. It is an honor to be part of the doctor priesthood. That's what it is. That was the ancient priesthood Hippocrates. Gone. For at least, 20 years now in the U.S., longer in England, they do not give the Hippocratic oath. Now they are part of a bioethicist guild. And they say, well, bioethicists is just the ethics of medical stuff. No, it's been set up to replace the Hippocratic oath, and it is set up and directed by eugenicists. And they get off on the power trip. They'll decide what's going to happen. They'll decide if your kid's going to have an abortion. They'll decide who's inoculated. They'll decide that, well, a vaccine kills 1 out of 1,000, but we claim it has a greater good, so we say you have no freedom. They're the doctors that report you. They're the doctors that have you arrested if you don't do what they say, and the police come and arrest you even though there's no law. Doesn't matter. It happens all the time now. They are the bioethicist. And you can pull up everywhere where they say babies are mackerel. That's a Peter Singer quote. And they have big events where all the bioethicists come, you know, the top ones, thousands. You ought to read the minutes of these. It's all public. Go look it up yourself. It's an endless ocean. I could never even scratch the surface. And all they talk about is how they're going to kill granny to hire 10 teachers. That's the standard line to the bureaucrats. You'll get raises. You'll get more jobs if we kill old people. Remember Bill Gates? You think I'm joking? Just type in Bill Gates endorses death panels. And he says, well, we've got teachers here. This is an education conference. This little ninny-nelly, non-threatening fake voice. His real voice is like, Bill Gates, I'm here to dominate. But he has that MP. I mean, you know, if you can hear his inner voice, just absolute slayer of pure death. But he has the, I'm trendy, non-threatening, hi. Globalists are totally into that. And, of course, that's an ancient thing going back to the gentleman that wore fancy clothes and acted real friendly but would take you outside in a sword fight if you talk wrong to him and stab you to death. So it's about controlled viciousness. And that's what Bill Gates does. And he's like, teachers, let me tell you how you. We could probably pull the clip. We played the clip like 20 times. You can pull it up. Bill Gates is like, we don't give grandma that end-of-life care for that year. Keep her alive. We can, you're not supposed to say this because it's death panels, but it's true. You don't give her into life care, you hire 10 teachers. And the teachers are like, I mean, they start clapping. They're, they're going to get some free goodies. So this is the culture. First, they collectivize things. And then once things have been collectivized, once this has happened, once this has been set up, once this has been developed, once this has been put in place, they say, well, we're going to decide what you can eat, how you can live, how much energy you can use, how much you can travel, because it's a collective, and you're taking other people's resources, and you're taking their health care that we've been collectivized into. I mean, it's a nightmare. It's like having every control freak in your city living in a big dormitory with you. Can you imagine all the control freaks and chicken necks and neurotic, cowardly weirdos that are waging war against reality and manhood and womanhood and family, and they just henpeck it and attack it from every angle, the safety Sally Nazi Soviet jackboots, whatever you want to call them. Can you imagine every nattering, ninnying, pushy ninny male and ninny female, given the black uniform, given the power of the state, and given control of your life? That's what big government is. That's what collectivism is. And everyone who excels being denigrated and attacked and sucked off of by the big mega bankers that control the giant corpulent servant class beneath them. Vampires on top sucking our blood, and cockroach vampire maggots from below burrowing into our intestines from beneath through the first entry they find, and just chewing our guts out and telling us we should thank them for it. Being stampeded over by a bunch of just greedy, hateful folks who I've learned a lot of the public hates handsome people and good-looking people and happy people and hate people that build things and hate people that have nice things and hate people that have good lives and hate it when they see your family doing good and looking good and being cheerful. They want to wreck your life. That's what the New World Order is. They want to stick their hands down your pants and they want to kill your baby. And that's why until 3.5 years ago, every insert on every vaccine said never give a pregnant woman a vaccine. It causes autoimmune response and the rejection of the baby. Standard 101 for all nurses, all doctors listening know it. Suddenly they just went, you know what? We recommend extra shots for pregnant women to just test. Give them the shots. Watch the women's babies die. And they die in mass. You hear about it everywhere. And it's just like, that's trendy. And they're like, shut up, conspiracy theorist. All right, continuing. Ethicists argue killing newborn babies should be allowed. Infowars.com. And we've got so much news. This is already rolled off the front page. It's an incredible article. I think everybody should read this. Shocking reminder that eugenicist beliefs underpin medical establishment. A paper published in the Journal of Medical Ethics, that's the biggest one, funded by the American Medical Association and others, that abortion should be extended to make the killing of newborn babies permissible, even if the baby is perfectly healthy. You heard me right. And see, we're the bad people now. They're like, you don't want to kill a baby? You're an extremist. And I'm like, no, I'm not. And they're like, yes, you are. The big TV agrees with me. It's trendy. The TV says run off a cliff. Trendy. Everything's about trendiness. And a shocking example of how the medical establishment is still dominated by eugenicist mindset. The paper is authored by Alberto Ghibellini of Monash University in Melbourne and Francisca Minerva on the Center for Applied Philosophy at the Public Ethics at the University of Melbourne. And they sit up there as the high priest in hospitals now all over the world, including the U.S. The Wall Street Journal, we need to get Wesley Smith back on, that best-selling author that chronicles in each book hundreds of cases where people don't have family or whatever and they're paralyzed neck down. In some cases, chest down, and they don't know what they're doing and end up signing their estate over to the government, and the government murders them for their money. And I mean, there's videos of them going, please, I haven't had water or food in 8 days. I'm getting dizzy. I want to live. And then usually it's some court order that even gets, you know, a distant cousin in to see them, and there's video. I've covered these cases. Look it up. Nurses, every time I talk about it, call and go, oh, it's true. They're murdering somebody on floor 5 right now. We're not talking about just Terry Schiavo, where she's alive but can't move and has brain activity. We're talking about people talking, please don't kill me, please. And they murdered them by dehydration. They just turn the lights down. It's bed sore time. Oh, yeah, the bed sores. Oh, it's fun. In the every time I say this, people don't believe me, but you can search it. All over the U.S., I've seen case after case the last decade of flies going up the nose of veterans at VA hospitals and laying eggs in the sinus and then having a brain meal. People are like, but I thought screw worms were eradicated. No, 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 no. Regular bottle flies will go up the nose if nobody's there. And though they're not supposed to be able to lay eggs in live flesh, they can lay them in the sinus. Then they'll necrose, eat it, and they get a brain meal. So, yes, regular flies will have a brain meal. And I'm an extremist because I don't want veterans having their brains eaten in brain meals. I should just stick a sticker on my car and go, I care about the troops. Launch more wars. Have them breathe DU. Kill all the Arabs. Well, kill all the Arabs. Our own stinking government's radicalizing the Muslims and putting an Al-Qaeda in charge everywhere. All right, continuing here. The authors agree that both fetuses and newborns do not have the same moral status as actual persons. Really, in good cultures, they have even more protection because they're defenseless from wolves like you. But, you know, that's how it is. Common sense, just trample it. 2 plus 2 doesn't equal 4. Now I'm trendy. The paper goes on. They argue that both fetuses and newborns do not have the same moral status as actual persons, and that because abortion is allowed even when there is no problem with the fetus health, killing a newborn should be permissible in all the cases where abortion is, including cases where the newborn is not disabled. That's a quote. Now, you heard me right. These are the heads of their departments. Last time I checked, Singer was the head of the philosophy, and he was also in the biology department. I forget. Go look up Peter Singer. I mean, they're everywhere. And they don't care because they got the establishment behind them. Continuing. The fact that both are potential persons is morally irrelevant. Oh, they're potential persons. See, it's this idea of we're liberal and trendy. We say you're old and don't have a life worth living, and we say you're not a person. We're the high priest board that decides if you're obsolete or not. In fact, we played one of the intro clips for the obsolete man from the 1960s, but maybe when we come into the next segment, we can play the big one where he's like, you are obsolete, Wordsworth. And he's like, no, I'm a human being. And he goes, words, Wordsworth. The state has decided there's no use for you. How did they know that in a 60s episode? Well, because Rod Serling had been a paratrooper in World War II, an anti-communist. He knew about authoritarianism. He studied the communists. He was anti-commie. This is what the commies did. They sent psychologists to arrest you. By the way, we do now have listeners that talk about FEMA camps, confirmed by name, are being arrested and put in mental institutions. As it's in the news that FEMA camps are being built, that's coming up next. Stay with us.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Thank you. ladies and gentlemen. We are back live. Thank you so much for joining us. And later, we're going to find the obsolete man clip where he's screaming at him, saying Wordsworth, you know, shut up, and the rest of it. We played a shorter version of it, but I want to play that where they're saying the state is God and we decide that you're obsolete. Because you read these bioethics papers they're putting out, that's what they're saying. And they are killing thousands and thousands of Americans who end up being wards of the state. So they're already euthanizing people. And they introduce it to the public like you should have the right to say you want to be killed. What you don't understand is they are going to decide that because of the collective, you're not going to be taken care of. I mean, already in England, they don't give you a knee surgery. They don't give you eye surgery. They give you a cane. You wait 18 months for a brain surgery that's like 100% operable. If you get it in the first 6 months, they make you wait and die. That's not a talking point. Those are real cases. I've watched congressional reports and reports on C-SPAN from their parliament where I've seen them admit they're doing it. This isn't a game. Government wants control of your life in a collective hell where the globalists are offshore and above the collective that they create. Now, continuing with this news, FEMA puts out contract for emergency camps to house displaced citizens. Solicitation calls for camps to be ready for occupation within 72 hours. And it goes on to say that it's for displaced citizens during collapse. Now, what did I tell you over a decade ago? They won't come out and say, hey, we're setting up these emergency camps, put political dissidents in. Even though I've been to urban warfare drills and watched them training for that, had congressional hearings, the Rex 84 hearings where it was admitted it was for political dissidents, and they told the congressman, Jack Brooks, that brought it up, hey, that's classified, don't bring that up. The Miami Herald reported it. People always ask me, what's my proof of this? I've made whole police state films, four of them documenting it. The latest has all the info, Police State 4. It's free online, for heaven's sakes. We've got the Emergency Centers Act that said, oh, the government already has old bases designated for collapse and housing people and political uprising. Civil unrest is the term. And we want to expand this. So there it is. It's the old bases. And then we have the biggest prison population in the world, now 6 million, not even per capita, biggest in the world, period, bigger than communist China with 1.1 billion people. We have a bigger prison population with 310 million people living here, 6 million behind bars, another 10 million or so on probation of one type or another. And people are like, good, we have law and order. No, we have one of the highest crime rates, too, because more prisons creates more crime because they're colleges of crime. Then you can't get a job once you get out of there. Because you've got the criminal record. So you stay in crime. It's all been actuaried out. It's all been engineered out. They know exactly what they're doing. It's why they ship the drugs in. And then nonviolent people use them. They put them in the prisons. Then they become more hardcore criminals. But here it is. Now, this is now in the featured news archive at Infowars.com from last night. FEMA puts out contract for emergency camps to house displaced citizens. And I'm going to read more of that after we come back out of break into the next hour, and then I'm going to, at the 8 after, have a guest on fighting back against fluoride, then we'll have open phones. Then Aaron Dykes is coming up. But it is good news that in Utah and other states, they are moving to repeal the NDAA. I mean, those of you out there that are in denial about FEMA camps, the government says they'll arrest you and kill you and never tell anybody where you went. And the state police across the country, I've got a case of this, now disappearing people for the Fed.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.